To Iraq now, and the release on the internet over the past day or two of an incredibly disturbing video which shows a group of Iraqi men killed by US soldiers who were flying over Baghdad in a helicopter gunship. The shooting took place in July 2007. 12 men, including two Reuters journalists, were killed. Here's an edited excerpt from the video, the moment where the group is first gunned down.
Light them all up.
Come on, fire!
Keep shooting. We just engaged all eight individuals. Now, Bushmaster, we have a van that's approaching and picking up the bodies and weapons.
Yeah, we're trying to get permission to engage. Come on, let us shoot.
1-8, engage. Clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear.
We're engaged.
The sound you heard there is the shooting of two men who arrived in a van to try and save one of the wounded, shot down earlier. The van was found to be carrying two wounded children who were later evacuated by US ground troops to a hospital. Major Sean Turner, a spokesman for US Central Command, has defended the killings, saying, quote, "The incident was promptly investigated and there was never any attempt to cover it up," end of quote. Julian Assange is the editor of WikiLeaks, which released the video to the world via the net. I spoke to him earlier this morning. He's in Washington.
Well, we can't say how we require source information precisely. However, what we can say is that clearly the information has passed through members of the U.S. military, and we have dealt with a number of members of the U.S. military who are unhappy about certain events that have occurred.
Did your source believe there was a cover-up?
I don't want to say precisely what our source believes, but it became clear to us the more and more we researched that, in fact, there had been a cover-up. There was an investigation into the incident after demands by Reuters, and that investigation found all the people involved followed the rules of engagement, that no one was to be held accountable, that there was to be no criminal action, or they were not to be tried. But, however, the investigation report itself was not released until late yesterday. In response, it appears, to the release of this material.
What was your reaction when you watched it for the first time?
Well, this is quite interesting. To begin with, we didn't know much context. We knew it was a video of slayings, but we didn't understand that it was a slaying of journalists and other civilians, and the children were wounded and so on. So it was piecing together that story really was quite a distressing experience.
When you do watch the entire video, you see the two attacks, the two helicopter attacks, first on the group of individuals in the square and then on the vehicle that comes to pick up the wounded man. And it's hard to see, certainly in that second incident, how those firing from the Apache helicopter perceived the people moving out of that van to be a threat, why they would attack that van. And in the first incident, it is possible to see how they noticed that some people were carrying weapons, and the US military says that fact justified the attack, weapons being found at the scene, including AK-47s. Does it justify it in your view?
No, it's not justified. You have to remember that we're talking about July 2007 in Baghdad. There's a law that every Iraqi household is able to have an AK-47. This was a very dangerous, violent environment. Not uncommon for people to have AK-47s to protect themselves and their families from the sectarian violence that's going on. So you can't just attack a group of people simply because one or two of them appear to have a weapon, or in fact even do have a weapon.
It's also clear to see that they thought the photographer, as he moved his camera lens around the corner, had an RPG there. That's what they thought that camera lens was.
Well, they wanted to think a certain way, and they looked for ways to justify that. However, look at the radio transcript clearly. They asked for authorization to engage, or that is, kill that whole group of people before the cameraman goes around the corner, and they received clearance to do that before he goes around the corner.
There was, as I said, there was a US military investigation into the incident. Afterwards, Major Brent Cummings is quoted in your video. I presume this is a quote from some kind of report or press statement afterwards that says, "I don't know how the children were hurt." Now, if you watch that video, presumably Major Brent Cummings had watched the video, you do know how those children were hurt. That's just not true, is it?
The van is attacked by the Apache helicopter. It is not attacked by anything else. The only thing a shooter in that whole area is the Apache, and the children are taken from the van. So, yes, it's just a lie.
The soundtrack to the video is quite clear of the Apache helicopter pilots and those shooting. There is some conversation there that's kind of disturbing when they shoot one of them and they clearly gun down some people. One of them says, "Nice." Another one says, "Come on, let us shoot, let us shoot." How would you sum up the attitude of the US soldiers involved as you watch that?
I would sum it up as people who are playing a video game with human lives and just want to get a high score. They look for any excuse that they need to increase their score, to shoot. For instance, when Saeed, journalist, is crawling wounded on the ground, everyone else has been killed, no threat to anyone, there's no weapons around, and the language by the gunner and pilot is, "Come on, buddy, just pick up a weapon. It's just all we need you to do is pick up a weapon," even though there's no weapon there, because they know that under the rules of engagement, in that circumstance, they can't shoot him. So it's not their intent to further the US mission in any genuine sense. It was their intent to simply find an excuse to kill.
Julian, what do you hope to achieve by releasing this video?
Well, we're particularly interested in this video because these are, to some degree, our own. These are people who work to get the truth out in a difficult environment with some adversity. So we would like to bring justice to these people, the families of the journalists and others who would. But also, I think for this video, for the first time, shows the key elements of modern warfare, what it has become. We've never seen that before, you know, how the technology has shaped these aerial attacks over the past 5 years. It also shows that military statements just can't be believed. And we hope that that our courageous source in giving forward this material will encourage others to do the same and open the floodgates and redefine the perception of war.
And what has been the military reaction to the release of this video on WikiLeaks?
Well, quite interesting. They didn't say anything for a while yesterday, and then they said, "We looked into this before, and everyone obeyed the rules, and no action." I think they're going to be very hard-pressed to keep up this line that was correct behaviour. Either the rules of engagement themselves are wrong, immoral, and arguably a breach of the Geneva Conventions, or they have to say that in this case the investigation itself was somehow debased.
Okay, Julian Assange, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.